Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is intuitive and remote viewer Harvey Althaus, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Tipperelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting Psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yes, this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, where 19-year-old Sophia Tipperelli discusses all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And today is no exception. I want to thank Rob Sirik, the site founder, for providing this format each and every week. And thank you so much to our moderators here at Live Paranormal for patching us through at live events when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys so much. And today we have on, we're celebrating the re-grand opening of the infamously haunted Brookdale Lodge, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. A lot's been done with the location since. And so we're going to be going over all those items. So we have Santa Cruz Haunted Tours founders and paranormal team investigators with Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, Marianne Porter, Jay Alvarez, Timothy Lowe, and from the UK, American supernatural filmmaker and producer researcher Don Phillips. Everyone, visit SantaCruzGhostHunters.com. That's SantaCruzGhostHunters.com. Twitter at SCGH Paranormal. That's at SCGH Paranormal. Facebook group, Paranormal Lodge Mysteries Explored, Marianne Porter's book on Amazon, Haunted Santa Cruz, California, and YouTube, SoundCloud, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters. For Don Phillips, and we see Don Phillips in the queue right now as well. He's over in the UK, AmericanSupernatural.com. That's AmericanSupernatural.com. PhenomenaProject.tv, that's PhenomenaProject.tv, Facebook, Don Phillips, that's with one L, so Don Phillips, and Twitter, at Circa Spiritus, that's at Circa Spiritus, and YouTube, Don Phillips. He has a lot of great, exciting news coming up momentarily as well. Upcoming next Saturday, we have Intuitive Meeting and Ghost Pet Psychic Spirit Author Rob Gutro on the program. That's November 3rd. Inventor of the God Box, the Orion device, and the DCT sensor creator Jeff Boatwright will be on the program November 10th, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. like the Ghost Host on Sophia Temporelli and LiveParanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about guests as we learn of them real time. And also, too, like LiveParanormal.com Facebook group page. And so a lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends. And a great new lineup here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. LiveParanormal.com memberships, they start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors and DVDs. He's great at rewarding you guys in the membership field there. Also support LiveParanormal.com vendors. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for Christmas, make sure you do it with the vendors here on LiveParanormal.com. And tonight on this very network, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, and as always, monthly Mondays right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Vin Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more on this very network. If you miss anything, archive shows, they're available as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com. And check the thumbnail as well. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And as well, feel free to jump into the LiveParanormal.com, the chat room. It only takes a second to get in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. So make sure you do that. I'm posting the links to our guests in the chat room, too, as we speak. And we're going to go ahead and bring on our host now, the Ghost Host. Sophia, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, Sophia, congratulations. 7 years of broadcasting here on LiveParanormal.com. You're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 7 years.
I know. You're doing a great job. A lot of people are getting help within the field. And along the years, so congratulations, Sophia. We couldn't be prouder of you. And as well, you were playing a video game. You got that new thing going on where you went out late at night to get this thing. What was going on? What video game are you playing?
So I was playing Red Dead Redemption 2. It's a lot more complicated than the Grand Theft Auto games, where they added a lot of new stuff to make the game much more realistic.
Fascinating for all. So you got the video games. Everybody, you guys all, it sounds like a whole war zone in there going on with all the stuff that you got. But
yeah,
congratulations.
No, it's an Old West game. So, no.
Well, yeah, I know, but I hear a lot of, you know, thumping and banging all these things from that game and everything. It sounds like a pretty active environment in there, but it's all on the screen. But congratulations. You got the Long Beach 908 magazine feature coming up. That's going to be posted any time now. It's here, offered here locally, but it'll be lb908.com for the whole feature about you. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, it was so nice of them to come out. They were amazing, and thank you, Long Beach 908 Magazine, for coming out. It was great to meet all of them, and I can't wait to see the article when it comes out.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a great feature write-up. You also have the one on CBS and KCAL9 here on the news. And, you know, that one's fantastic as well. And, I saw Don Phillips from the UK. He's going to be on shortly, too. He popped into the chat room. They had him in there for a second, and then it looked like the connection dropped. But, you know, we did have him in the studio. He's going to be on shortly. But tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today, we celebrate the re-grand opening of the infamously haunted Brookdale Lodge with location Santa Cruz Ghost Haunted Tours founders and team paranormal investigators with Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, Marianne Porter, Jay Alvarez, Timothy Lowe, and from the UK, American supernatural filmmaker and paranormal researcher Don Phillips. Everyone visit SantaCruzGhostHunters.com, Twitter @ SCGH Paranormal, Facebook group Brookdale Lodge Mysteries Explored, Marianne Porter's book, Amazon.com, Haunted Santa Cruz, California, YouTube and SoundCloud, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters. And for Don Phillips, AmericanSupernatural.com, PhenomenaProject.tv, Facebook Don Phillips, Twitter @ Circa Spiritus, and YouTube Don Phillips. Let's welcome them into the show.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to bring Marianne into the show just now, too, as well. We're getting her coming right into the show.
Hello.
Marianne, hey, welcome on the Ghost Host Show.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Well, we saw Don momentarily in the host queue. Yeah, he did come in, so we did see him momentarily there. So if whatever connection that was, we had him good and clear right there for a second.
Okay, so do you want him to connect back in?
Yeah, if he could.
Don, can you connect back in? I don't know. Gene. Can they call Tim's phone? Can you tell them to call Tim's phone?
Yeah, we had him digitally there. And here we have another 831 call. Is this Jay or Tim?
This is Tim.
There we go.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim. Thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you. We're trying to get through the technical difficulties, but I think we got it.
Marianne's here, too.
Oh, perfect.
Well, thank you both for coming on.
Don, are you
going
to be able to direct connect?
I can direct connect, but I'm going to have to close the Skype.
Okay, close the Skype.
Okay, guys.
Oh, we got him.
Oh, they got you.
Yeah, but I've not called in yet.
They can hear you over the phone.
Yeah, okay. We got you, Don.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so can you hear me? I think it's good.
Is that all right? We leave it just like this?
It's a little hard to hear on my end, but I just want to say thank you all for calling in and trying to work through the technical difficulties. I can't wait to, talk more about the documentary Don made and just how all of this came about with the Brookdale Lodge.
Great. We'd be happy to talk to you about it.
So to start off, can you tell us how you started and founded Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, and how you first connected with the owner of the Brookdale Lodge?
Well, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters was started in about 2010 officially. It started out as two friends just going ghost hunting to find out if the afterlife really existed. And lo and behold, our first EVP, we were on board. And we've taken off ever since to a team where we have about six of us now. And with the Brookdale Lodge, after it got purchased by Providence Hotel, I drove up there and said, hey, I'm Marianne with Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters. And he was like, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters? He's all, oh, bring that here. Bring that to the lodge. We need that here. With so many people interested in ghosts and the stories and all of that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Brookdale Lodge has been on Ghost Adventures and so many shows and appearances like that. It's such an iconic location, and that's really amazing that you were able to start tours there and work out a way to bring more information about the history and the history that's still there regarding the ghosts of the Brookdale Lodge.
Yes,
also,
and that's
we have
been
Don.
My
objective. Yeah, we have Marianne, if you could take it off. Yeah, we got you, Don. And if Marianne, if you could take it off speaker, we're getting a little bit of layering. And Tim, he's golden. He's good to go.
I'm seeing, and then we have Don in
right now, too, as well.
Okay, take it off speaker.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, perfect.
All right.
I think I've got to disconnect off Skype, maybe. And I'm on
There's
the
Don.
Call at the moment.
Hi, Don. Thank you for coming on.
Hold up, Don.
Yeah, Don, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, they can't hear.
He can't hear.
He can't hear.
I have his line open.
What I'm going to do,
there he is.
Okay, he disconnected. He can't hear you guys.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, we got you.
He's
gonna try if you can hear us.
He's gonna try to direct connect.
Yeah, I'm on now.
Perfect.
Mary.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you, Don, start making a documentary about the Brookdale Lodge being based in England? How did you find out about it, and how did that all come about?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work in the UK for a long time, but my interest, I've always had a lot of interest in the American scene, so I decided to sort of focus my work in America. Obviously, I did the Seattle case first. Then I got to know Murray, the Santa Cruz guys, over Facebook, and then I got to learn about the lodge and everything, and it kind of went from there. I told them I'm making make documentaries, invited me over there, and 5,000 miles later, we've got a pretty good documentary.
Yes, we do.
Definitely. It's so amazing that you were able to work together to build this documentary, and so everyone can learn more about the history and everything that happened. And I think that's really cool that you were able to kind of do that, start figuring it out from a different country even, and then putting it together. And, it definitely is such an amazing documentary.
Well, I've got to say as well, the Santa Cruz guys are absolutely fantastic. I felt a little bit reserved because I've never actually met them And generally, I don't tend to work in teams. My work in the UK, mainly I work with psychological departments. They call me on cases of certain things, talents, or whatever you want to call it, that I do. So when I went over there and actually met Maury and the team, it was absolutely fantastic. The Brookdale Lodge is absolutely unique. I mean, I had no idea at that time how much was speculation, overactive imaginations. Is it really haunted, but it did live up to its reputation. We had a hell of a time.
Yeah, it's definitely amazing. I remember my parents talking about the Brookdale Lodge ever since I was very young. And, they were very sad when it closed down and ultimately caught on fire. But it's amazing to see it being restored. And it just is such an amazing location with such an amazing history.
It really is. It really is. It's such an incredible location.
So,
yes, indeed.
With your time... working together, Don, and the Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, what was the most memorable experience that you captured while together?
I don't think I could actually nail that down to one experience because it was pretty full on and non-stop after the first night. Actually, it was quite funny because the first night we arrived, everyone was probably excited, full of anticipation. And I got out of the car and I just said, guys, it's not going to happen tonight because the energy was absolutely flat. And we got... It was cold. There was not a great deal happening. So I think everybody felt a little bit deflated. But the following nights after that, it was pretty full on all the time. The captures were got pretty incredible. But to try and nail it down to one particular event, I would struggle with that because there was so much happening.
Yeah, I bet. The Queen Mary, a location much like the Brookdale with so much history and so much you can capture there. And it's very hard to just pick one experience because there's so many amazing things that happen at any location with history like both of them.
Yeah, I mean, the place is still full of emotion. The documentary, I want to capture the atmosphere of the place, the love of the place, the emotion of the place, the events that have gone on before, the history. And I think we managed to do that pretty well, to be honest. I don't know, Maury, if that question directed to you, what would you say would be the most memorable thing?
Oh, well, the history of the Brookdale Lodge is amazing. I mean, it goes from tragedies to good times to you name it. And I think when we were there doing the week documentary, we
really did capture the ambience of the location. I think this documentary is going to be absolutely amazing when it's in its final product, and that was a really fun adventure, I must say.
Well, that's definitely very cool. And, Tim, I know you were a part of the Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters. Can you tell us, I know you were in the military, what has that been like being able to take the skill set from being, you know, a part of the military and taking those skills and involving it into ghost hunting? Have you been able to kind of put those two together?
I think the best way to explain that is when you're in the military, it's all about regiment and having things in place and doing things sequential. So doing an investigation is kind of the same way. How you approach it, have we done our research, do we have the information, and then how we're going to go ahead and set it up with the equipment that we have to go ahead and capture the best investigation that we can. So that's kind of my role, just kind of keeping things in check and also going into those places where nobody else wants to go. So that's kind of where my military background has kind of taken me through this whole process.
Well, thank you for your service, by the way, and that's really amazing that you are able. No problem. It's really amazing that you're able to bring those two together. It's so cool that I find that there's so many things in life that you learn that you're able to apply to investigations, and I just find it very fascinating. You never know what you'll learn in life that you can take into an investigation with you.
Oh, we try and tell people that all the time. I mean, our life is experiences that get to where we are now, and that's kind of why we're ghost hunting. All the things that we've experienced and curiosities that come with that have led us to go ahead and form a team and investigate.
Definitely. And Don, I know you just recently worked on the documentary about the Brookdale Lodge, but can you tell us about some of your other documentaries and where we can find them?
I mean, I've done a lot of just documented evidence and for the paranormal, parapsychological team and everything. So the documentary thing, I kind of started last year, so for the moment, this is the Demons in Seattle one that I've done. This is the second one, and I'm due to come back out to the US very shortly to do another documentary about the Big Four. With Murray and the team, so I'm kind of looking forward to catching back up with you guys.
Definitely, and yeah, I definitely can't wait to see your new documentary. It sounds amazing, and yeah, congratulations on putting that all together.
Yeah, I mean, we uncovered a lot of stuff. I mean, the idea of me going over wasn't for me to just come over and make a documentary about the Brookdale Lodge. Murray and the team wanted me to. I've got a kind of a reputation to be able to get in the past, uncover new things, pretty strong evidence and everything. And we did that. I mean, you know, we got human sounding voices coming from nowhere in the whole area. Uncovered a tunnel, found a bracket in this tunnel. There was just so much. The voices and the responses are absolutely fantastic. And what makes this different is there is, I think, throughout the entirety of the documentary, there's maybe about 60 seconds, which is in night vision. The rest of it is with lights. Okay. And the other thing that makes it different as well is it relies quite a lot on me and what I do. We didn't actually use any equipment, so there's no K2 meters or anything. We just basically relied on the cameras, voice recorder, and what we were doing. And we produced the results. We got the job done. There's a lot in this, a lot.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I know that that's one main part of the paranormal is a lot of investigators use a lot of equipment, but one main thing is kind of what you sense and feel on your own. It's such a large part of what you can capture because you have natural instincts that will lead you in a direction to where activity might be occurring.
Yeah, I mean, Murray and Tim and everybody, they kind of heard about my reputation, what I do over here in the UK. I mean, Murray, you know, I should admit, and Marty, so I was a little bit skeptical, but I think once we actually started working, and they could see the way that I work and the way that I got the week, I/we started to get the results, I think that was quite taken aback. Would that be fair to say, Murray?
Yeah, actually, I was amazed at how Dawn has this unusual gift. And things, the entire week, everything just kind of happened systematically. I mean, we couldn't even script this as well as this happened. Dawn has something unusual that I have not encountered with other mediums or gifted persons. So this really added to the investigation, which made this an amazing, amazing time.
That is so cool that you were able to work together and make this come together, especially with, you know, being able to kind of see how you work together and bring, you know, what Dawn does and what you do together.
Yeah, I think the two of us made a great team. With, like I said, the investigation at Brookville Lodge just was fantastic.
I mean, also this in Gunner, he came over there with me and this Patty Hale, she's from Seattle. And we just kind of all pretty much gelled straight away. It was a great atmosphere, which obviously was making business what we were trying to achieve as well. But when I came back from the States, I came back to some very close friends, which was nice.
Yes. It is.
Go on.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, one of our the advantages that we had in the way that I/we work is in many times you see a paranormal investigator or a team and they're in a wanted location and they'll be doing several EVP sessions throughout the night several times and probably generally having to try a lot of attempts to actually get a response. But the way I work, I know exactly when to put the recorder on and 9 times out of 10 when it goes on at that time, we get a response. That saved us an awful lot of time because I knew exactly where we should be, where we should work, and we got the results.
Exactly. That's how it kind of worked out systematically, which amazed me. And the center of the Brookdale Lodge, the area that we went through, we got some amazing EVPs that, I mean, I was in awe. Let's just say it that way.
Well, it is pretty usual to travel 5,000 miles. Yeah, we'll come and investigate the lodge and actually bring in any equipment with them. But like I said, as it panned out, as we spent time together to see the results were coming in, everybody was pretty comfortable with that.
Definitely. I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Ocean. Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And, today our guest, we're celebrating the re-grand opening of the infamously haunted Brookdale Lodge, which was ravaged by a lot of fire. It's been featured on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, but we're lucky enough to have Santa Cruz Ghost Haunted Tours founders and team paranormal investigators Marianne Porter, Timothy Lowe, and from UK, American supernatural filmmaker and paranormal researcher Dawn Phillips. Everyone visit SantaCruzGhostHunters.com. That's SantaCruzGhostHunters.com, Twitter at SCGH Paranormal, Facebook, Groupdale Lodge Mysteries Explored, Marianne Porter's book on Amazon, Haunted Santa Cruz, California, YouTube, SoundCloud, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, and for Dawn Phillips, AmericanSupernatural.com. That's AmericanSupernatural.com, PhenomenonProject.tv, Facebook, Dawn Phillips, Twitter at Circa Spiritus, and YouTube, Dawn Phillips. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on liveparanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with my ghost story on Biography. You are listening to the ghost host with Sophia Temporilli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on liveparanormal.com. And today, again, we have Santa Cruz Ghost Haunted, Haunted Tours founders, Marianne Porter and Timothy Lowe from the UK. We have American supernatural filmmaker and paranormal researcher Don Phillips. Everyone, visit santacruzghosthunters.com. That's santacruzghosthunters.com. And for Don Phillips, americansupernatural.com. That's americansupernatural.com. And if we can, as much as possible, to lower speakers or put on earbuds or headsets or utilize the headset. I'm bringing everybody back into the studio waiting for this thing to unload. It's giving me the loading toggle to unmute everybody. And I have everyone, Don, Marianne, Timothy, and Sophia, you're back on.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you all for coming on today. It's been great talking to you guys.
You as well.
So, Marianne, we have an audio clip of the Brookdale Lodge owner, Parvin Patel, describing items that would be offered upon the opening of the location before 2018. I know that it is past when this audio clip was recorded, and you've since had a ribbon cutting, but let's play the audio clip to find out more about the Brookdale Lodge amenities.
All right.
The time frame for the opening, I haven't been able to stay by some of the dates that we were intending to open. The first phase would be the 46 hotel rooms, grocery store, maybe not the diner quite on the first phase, but the lobby and lobby bar before the first of the year. So end of this year, I would like to be able to open the first phase.
So can you tell us, Mari, a little bit about what has changed with the Brookdale Lodge since this clip was recorded?
So the Brookdale Lodge is currently open. Mm-hmm. You can rent a room there. The bar is open. The grocery store is now open. They did have a ribbon cutting ceremony recently, and a lot of people turned up to that. That was amazing. A nice celebration there. So phase one is pretty much complete. They can start working on phase two, is my understanding.
Well, that's so amazing and very cool that so much has progressed since the last time you were on.
He said to put them in, so it wouldn't echo.
Oh, Marianne? I have Timothy's line. It looks like Mary Ann's line just dropped, so we're waiting for Mary Ann to come back into the studio.
Well, Tim, I know that you also work closely with the Brookdale Lodge. Can you tell us what has been your most memorable experience there? And, like, was there anything ever scary that happened while on an investigation?
Yeah, Tim?
Okay, it sounds like they're having problems at the moment. I'll just add while we're waiting, Fred's actually done at the lodge.
Okay, Tim, is that Tim and Mary Ann? Are you back in?
Okay, yes. I hear you.
There you are.
So,
and Tim, you're
can
there.
You tell us?
Yes, Tim's with me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what your individual roles were within the documentary? I know you worked closely together during the investigations, but were there certain roles that were divided for the actual filming of the documentary on the investigation?
My role was primarily to go ahead and report to Don and give him the history of the watch.
Well, that's very cool that you had that role in the documentary. And I know, Don, you filmed it. How long did it take to actually, from start to finish, work on filming and gathering all the information about it?
Well, because it was shot as a documentary, I mean, plan anything. There was nothing staged. There was nothing rehearsed. It was still shot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're back again. Lots of technical difficulties.
Okay. So yeah, like I said, you know, there's nothing staged. There's nothing rehearsed. It was very much on the fly as it rolled out, as it happened at the time. We just shot day by day. Every single day, we had something different happening. To be honest, it was quite an easy thing to film because there was nothing to remember. There was no lines, there was no rehearsals, and it was pretty full on. So it was a very easy thing to film. The difficult part was, was actually editing it, because when I came back, I got so much. This could have easily been about 2.5-3 hours worth, you know. So I've actually kind of cut little bits out and condensed it down. But all the time it was there, every time we were filming, there was something happening.
Exactly.
Definitely.
It was an amazing investigation. Part of my role was not only to report to Don the history and whatnot, but I also conducted a little bit of an investigation myself during this time. And as we worked together, we were getting activity together coming through. And like I had mentioned before, Don has something amazing gift that is very unique. I mean, the attraction to the spirits is unlike anything I've seen. So.
People are getting familiar with this. It might sound a little bit strange to the people that don't actually know me or haven't worked with me. I work very closely with a lady in spirit called Becky. Now, rather than just claim I've got this spirit person, a friend called Becky, the difference here is she actually answers questions for us. She did while we was at the lodge. And fortunately, everybody heard Becky as well, which kind of validated her existence, which is pretty unusual in itself. But, I was conferring with Becky quite a lot during the week. She's an integral part of what I do. She's very, very effective. She was actually just kind of part of the team, wasn't she, Maury? You know?
Yes, she was. I was amazed to hear her voice come through on EVP. I mean, that was wow. Yeah, loud and clear. I mean, just loud and clear.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty unusual in itself, but, you know, Becky's been with me for quite a long time now, a few years, and I rely on Becky an awful lot. Say I can ask him questions, can get information. And I think, I mean, that in itself was quite an eye-opener for Maury and Tim, because, like I say, that's pretty unusual, but you know what, it's what I do.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the beginning, of course, we were a skeptic because we didn't know Dawn, you know, other than talking through through emails and Facebook and whatnot. And I was so impressed with when I met him in person and what happened. I mean, like he had mentioned before, the first night was pretty dead at the Brookdale Lodge, and it was cold and it just wasn't active. And after that first night, the whole week just. It just sung. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's so cool that you had all that experience with your spirit guide at the lodge. At what age did you kind of realize that you had an ability and start initially connecting with Becky?
Well, Becky's been with me now for maybe around about 7 years. The important thing is she's so prominent and prominent in the fact that I did mention that in the way of like the co-psychological departments and co-psychologists and everything. Now, obviously, and they're skeptical, but one of the cases, actually the Seattle case, Becky actually just spoke clearly out of the air. You know, when you got that kind of validation to independent qualities, it really put a different spin on things and showed things in a whole different light, other than somebody saying, I've got it, you know. A spirit friend with me. I don't sense for a spirit guide. We are closer, and she is a friend. I mean, that sounds a bit strange, but you know, it's what we do. We are respected, and use it. So, well, good. You know, good things. Yeah. There's a lot of people that say Becky.
That's so amazing that you were able to, you know, connect with the other side and actually have someone help you with the investigations. I've had a lot of people with gifts on my show, and a lot of them have had similar experiences, and it's so amazing to see all of everyone's different stories with their experiences with spirit guides.
Yeah. I mean, it's much to try and see the question short term. You know, when did I realize I got this kind of thing going on? I mean, my first is probably around 7 years of age, but that is a whole long story. That's kind of where everything starts at.
Definitely. And Mari, I know that you were saying that you were the historian for the documentary. For everyone who isn't familiar with the Brookdale Lodge, can you tell us a little bit about its history?
Sure. Well, the Brookdale Lodge pretty much got its start in the 1890s with Judge James Harvey
Logan. The whole
Brookdale. It actually went ahead in 1924, was officially the Brookdale Lodge over the Brook Room, sold to Dr. Camp, and this is what made it famous. We had everyone from Marilyn Monroe to James Dean to Clark Gable, Herbert Hoover, and many, many more come visit the lodge at one time or another. So and that's how it got world famous. I mean, people from Egypt, princesses, you name it, they were visiting. The haunted history derives from the legend of Little Sarah Logan, a little girl who allegedly died in the creek. Now, I haven't been able to find in Santa Cruz County verification of a Sarah Logan. However, I did find it in Alameda, and Judge James Harvey Logan was affiliated to Alameda, and even the street right next door to the Brookdale Lodge is Alameda Street. So it makes you wonder what kind of ties these are. Then there's been many drownings in the Brookdale area, in the rivers, because that was an area where people had swam and they didn't know how to swim. They'd fall off the ledge in the deep area and another person jump in after them, and oh boy, by that time you got a mess, and you're talking, you know, late 1800s and in the 1900s. You know, there's talk about Al Capone, and I had actually talked to Al Capone's great niece, and she said it's very likely that he did in fact go to the Brookdale Lodge. So that's another piece of history we can add to it.
Well, that's definitely so cool with all the history. I know with certain locations such as the Roosevelt Hotel, you see a lot of ghost sightings of celebrities. Has there been any recorded at the Brookdale Lodge?
Could you repeat that question? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I know that there's been a lot of celebrity ghost sightings at hotels such as the Roosevelt. Any place, really, with kind of celebrity draw throughout the years. Has there been any at the Brookdale Lodge?
I don't know if anyone's actually mentioned a celebrity ghost sighting. I know there is an EVP that Don had obtained that's rather intriguing, and I don't know if he wants to talk about that one or save it for the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been other, apparitions of the ghostly kind that people have reported, everything from adults to little children, seeing their spirits. There's been movement, there's been shadows, there's been all sorts of things that have happened at the lodge, reported by employees, reported by patrons at one time or another throughout its history.
And I know we have another clip from the Brookdale Lodge owner, Mr. Patel, on the paranormal hauntings of it. So we will play that now.
Yep, we've experienced quite a bit of paranormal activity up here. A lot of the workers have indicated that unusual things have happened. Just an eerie feeling sometimes while they're working that someone's looking over their shoulder. We've actually had a couple of workers walk off the job.
Wow.
Because they got spooked. One of them was on a ladder, and he didn't feel comfortable being on the ladder with, some sort of eerie feeling. So he got off the ladder and said he was going to go to lunch and then never came back. So we're still waiting for him. It's a long lunch. Yeah.
Well, that is so cool that, there have been reportings even by the workers, people who are just there not doing investigations. So, for anyone who's thinking about staying at the Brookdale Lodge anytime soon, you never know what you're going to see there. So I find that very interesting about the location. You can just be walking around and capture something that you never thought.
Indeed. Mr. Patel had told me about a bunch of cement that had been in one of the rooms that they were doing construction on, bags of cement, and these are heavy items, and some of them are moved, and he asked all the employees, hey, did you guys move this stuff? And no one else had moved it. So it was like, well, what is really going on here? Yeah, there's been quite a few different reported stories, especially while it was under construction, and now that they're going into phase two, I'm sure there's going to be plenty more.
Definitely. And Dawn, I know that you worked with Gerald on a project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, the trip last year we went to Ireland. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Barry, I know Barry for quite some time through social media. I never actually met the guy, so he's like, he knew Steve Mara. He wanted to take me over to Ireland to put my claims, quote unquote, to the test. So he devised a series of tests throughout the week, designed to basically trip me up, to be honest, along the way, to test what I do, the way I collect information that I'm supposed to pull from the environment and everything. It was a crazy week. I mean, to try and sort of tell you what happened there in this actual show, it's probably pretty difficult, but again, a lot of evidence. Seafield House, it was crazy there. There was an entity there connected with Egypt, and it all kind of kicked off and everything. But I'll put up to some details about that after the show, if you want to look at that in a little bit more detail. But it was an amazing week. Barry was very impressed. In fact, he said he and Donna, his partner, don't actually ever endorse people, but said that they were blown away by what I did and what they saw, what they witnessed. So, it was good.
Well, that is very cool that you worked with Barry Fitzgerald on that. And, congratulations on all of the work you've done. You've done such amazing work, and I can't wait to see what's next after the Brookdale Lodge documentary and into the future.
Yeah, there'll be, I mean, next year, in the new year, I need to get about 3-4 looking at this out for the next 12 months completed. You know, mm-hmm. So it's all going to be focused in the US, to be honest. All the locations within the US. Like I said, the next one that I'm actually doing is slightly different. Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Series. I mean, I know this documentary is about Bigfoot being done time and time again, but I think the next thing on choosing a 4K, I got today, you know, anything new that's come forward, I think we're actually going to go out camping in the location as well. I think that'd be pretty interesting. I think it'd be good.
Well, that's very cool. And Mari, I know that besides working with Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, you also wrote a book called Haunted Santa Cruz. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how you started developing the book?
Sure. I actually was approached by Arcadia Publishing, who asked me if I'd write the book for them for their Haunted America mm-hmm. series. I felt very honored to do so. The book is based on Santa Cruz County. A lot of its hauntings, not all of them. We're actually coming out with mm-hmm. I'm actually coming out with another book, but it covers the Brookdale Lodge. It covers Holy Cross Church. It covers serial killers. You name it. There's a lot of stories regarding Santa Cruz, and it was a lot of history that I had to look up. Confirm, and I went and dug really deep. So this was just not off the surface that everybody knows kind of history. This was really dug in deep to find mm-hmm. more information on these different locations in Santa Cruz County, and it seems to be a pretty good success. I'm pleased.
So while doing research for the book, what was the most interesting thing you found out, or what was your favorite thing that you found out?
Oh, goodness. I think it would have to be the McCrae House, which was actually mm-hmm. based for the movie Psycho, because Alfred Hitchcock lived here in Santa Cruz County. As I dug deeper into the story of it, I found a woman who basically tried to murder her former boss from the top story of an old hotel. And, you know, as I kept reading, I could understand, okay, well, maybe this is what Alfred Hitchcock kind of based his movie off of, not only just the look of the location, but some of this history. So that was kind of interesting to find out. And you guys are going to have to read the book to know what I'm talking about.
Definitely. And where can everyone go out and buy the book?
My understanding right now, it's on Amazon, it's at Barnes & Noble, it's at Costco in Santa Cruz, it's at Bookshop Santa Cruz, it's at Kelly's, it's at Ace Hardware, and other participating stores.
Well, very cool, and congratulations on the release of the book.
Thank you.
So I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but what's next for the Brookdale Lodge and what's next for both of you? Is there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events that either of you would like to mention?
Well, let me mention for the Brookdale Lodge, what's next is coming is phase two, which will consist of the rebuild or remodel of the Brook Room, the remodel of the Pool Room, the remodel of the Mermaid Room, and the Fireside Lounge. Hopefully that will get done within next summer, but you know how things go, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. With Don, we're looking forward to his return and going on a Bigfoot adventure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Don, you got anything to add to that?
Oh, you know what, Maury? I'm sure it'll be full of surprises. You know, when we kind of work, like I say, expect the unexpected, because there's nothing generic in what we do, is it what we actually pull out. So,
right.
I mean, the Brookdale documentary, I think people find it is pretty unique. You know, the way that we filmed it, the way it's been put together, the evidence. I mean, it's about digging in to the finances rather than just reporting on what's commonly already been mentioned or believed. We actually went a bit further, didn't we?
I agree, and I think we found information that people aren't really familiar with.
Yeah, we got new information, you know. So we've got good evidence, we've got new information. I think it's quite successful. I think people are going to enjoy it.
I agree.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming on today, and thank you to Tim as well. Hopefully I will be able to meet all of you in the future, and thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, guys. You know, I want to let everybody know, too, that I know they're still holding and listening as well, that there's going to be a video version of this where we have Sophia and our guests as CGs, and all the new look and the opulence of the Brookdale Lodge will be added and included as well. So there will be a YouTube version, and we'll get rid of some of those little audio problems in there. It's going to be fantastic. So we'll get that posted soon as well. Well, great show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Everyone was so amazing to talk to, and hopefully I will be able to visit the Brookdale Lodge very soon. I want to thank you all for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, Don, thanks so much, too, for joining the show from the UK, and also to Marianne as well. Thank you very much for the audio bites, too, included for Sophia's show from the owner, Mr. Patel, of the Brookdale Lodge. Everyone, for Santa Cruz Ghost Hunted Tours of the Brookdale Lodge, with Marianne, Jay, Timothy, everyone, visit SantaCruzGhostHunters.com. That's SantaCruzGhostHunters.com. Twitter at SCGH Paranormal. That's SCGH Paranormal. Facebook group, Brookdale Lodge Mysteries Explored. Marianne Porter's book is mentioned on Amazon.com, the quickest reference. Haunted Santa Cruz, California. That's Haunted Santa Cruz, California. YouTube and SoundCloud, Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, and for Don Phillips in the UK, AmericanSupernatural.com, AmericanSupernatural.com, PhenomenaProject.tv, Facebook, Don Phillips, Twitter, at Circa Spiritus, that's at Circa Spiritus, and YouTube, Don Phillips. We can't wait to see the American Supernatural Series 2 upcoming regarding Bigfoot here in America. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I want to remind everybody, too, next week we have intuitive medium and ghost, pet, spirit, psychic author Rob Gutro. He'll be on the 3rd. That's next weekend. Inventor of the God Box, the Orion device, and the DCT sensor creator Jeff Boatwright will be on the program November 10th. We have other guests confirming their spots, so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.